And this is what kind of signals railroads as a really important industry. Part of it is the complexity of running a railroad company profitably. The infrastructure required to lay down a new track was really quite substantial, and so the cheapest way to do it would be, as you said, to run trains over the same track as often as possible. But of course, the more you do that, the greater the risks run that something goes wrong and they crash into each other. This created a conundrum by the mid-19th century for railroad companies who started to realize that, you know, while they should be able to travel greater distances and sort of take advantage of economies of scale, they actually couldn't expand beyond a certain distance without the costs exceeding the benefits. This eventually, and it doesn't happen overnight, but over the course of a couple of decades, triggers a real change in how these companies were structured. And as you said, it leads to this sort of decentralized management strategy where you would have railroad lines split up into zones over different districts, where there's sort of an accountability vertically within each zone. This ultimately gives birth to the first real corporate bureaucracies and corporate hierarchies, where you have multiple divisions over different parts of a company or different geographic territories, and a strict line of sort of command within each one. And it's really that innovation, this is the argument of the famous business historian Alfred Chandler at Harvard Business School from 40 years ago, that's really this innovation that allows corporations by the late 19th century to reach sizes and scopes that they just simply never would have achieved before.